This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors at Everard's Tiger, ADT Taxes, Peter's Pizziera, and loserpool.com. So welcome to episode 39 of the 100% LCFC podcast hosted on SoundCloud and on iTunes. Man, please subscribe. We're getting more listeners. Last week's episode, if you missed it, make sure you check it out. It was with Matt Piper. We are scheduled to try and get more ex-players and Leicester City legends as we go. So please bear with. I will try and get someone on pretty soon. But right now, I have a fellow 100% LCFC content editor and content provider, LCFC underscore Boyer. Are you there?
Hello.
How are you, mate? All right?
Yeah, I'm decent, mate. I'm decent. You?
It's a bit quiet, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's international break.
It's so quiet. I mean, we can discuss the Bournemouth stuff coming up. There's a couple of other bits and bobs that we can discuss. The England internationals that played, you know, under Leicester for their national sides. But let's just quickly talk about Bournemouth coming up. Bournemouth's visit to the King Power Stadium will be on Saturday at 3 o'clock. If you were, you know, under a rock, that's the time of kickoff. I think City have beaten Fulham and Burnley in our previous fixtures. You're gonna have to remind me, mate, because it feels like it's been a while.
Then we lost to Watford and beat Brighton.
Yeah, that's right. That was a heartbreaking sort of fixture again with Watford, wasn't it?
Yeah, I went down to that game, and it was honestly, we were dominating that second half. How we went on to lose it was just, as you say, heartbreaking, and just, I don't know. But there were positive signs, and they've carried on over into the next couple of games, and we are really starting to play some decent stuff now.
Yeah, we are. Brendan Rodgers is going to now slowly bring his formula and his style into play as we go. Do you think he's aiming for the seventh spot? Because we're only, what, 3 points off of it?
We're 3 points off it, but Wolves do have a game in hand over us, who are currently in seventh. But they've also still got to play Watford, so doors still slightly open, but it's closing quite quickly. So I'd say if we're going to get into that seventh spot, we've got to make sure we close the gap relatively quickly, because we've got a very difficult last three games.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. The fixtures for Leicester, what is it, back-to-back Chelsea, Man City, Arsenal, is it?
I believe it's Arsenal, Man City, and then Chelsea. It's our final three. So it's... I could see us picking up a couple of points out of that, but I don't think we're going to, do you know what I mean? We're not going to get three wins or anything. So it's definitely a difficult run in, and I'm just grateful we're not in a relegation battle with those three being our final three.
Yeah, I think it's, I'm pretty sure there's a coverage of some sort of media going on at the minute at Leicester City at the King Power Stadium. I'm sure Red Rogers has got like a press conference. I think it's 4 o'clock. So as we're doing this right now, mate, we're missing out on a bit of news, which is always the case. You record something and you're 5 minutes later, something news popped up. But hey, that's news, you know, that's out of our control. But let's just talk about the actual fixture, though. The previous stats with Bournemouth, we've played only 9 times in all competitions, apparently. So Bournemouth are relatively new to the top tier flight of football, aren't they, really?
Yeah, Eddie Howe's done a fantastic job of bringing them up through the different tiers in English football, and he's done incredible to keep them up on the budget and facilities that they've got. So fair play to him, and I think he will eventually be on to sort of bigger and better things. No disrespect to Bournemouth, but he has done an outstanding job there.
I personally think if Gareth Southgate hadn't have got the England job, I think he may have.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it might have been a bit too early for Eddie Howe.
Too early?
Do you know what I mean? He's doing well at Bournemouth, but Bournemouth are arguably the smallest club in the Premier League. Maybe Huddersfield might take that. To then go from that level to then straight up to the national team, huge step up. I would think you'd want to see him manage a bigger club before he goes into international management, if that's the way he does go.
Yeah, like now listen, we've only played them 9 times, like we said, and we've only beat them twice, and they've only beat us twice.
Yeah,
so there's five draws between the two, and we got a hammer in 4-2, didn't we? Now I spoke about this with Pipes on the previous podcast, so I don't want to talk about it too much, but is it time for a change? Can we whoop this side that on paper we should whoop?
Well, when we went away to the Vitality earlier this year, we went 4-0 down, and it was when Morgan got a red and
That's
stuff.
Right.
So they're a team that if you let play football, they will rip you apart. So they did it to Chelsea, and we know how good Chelsea can be on their day. They beat Chelsea 4-0, so they're not a pushover by any stretch of the imagination. And they've got some very good players, but as you say, we should be beating them, but
yes.
Whether we will or not, it's going to be a completely different question.
Callum Wilson, is he the one to watch?
Callum Wilson, he's obviously their danger man, but they've also got other players who can hurt us.
Yeah.
But I would love to see them at Leicester.
Maybe King. Is it Ashley King, is it? I'm sure it's
Ashley. Joshua King.
Yeah, that's him, sorry. Yeah, you know, it's their form. They've only got one win in the last 5 games, 2 losses as well. Is the international break going to break that form for both teams? Because we've obviously on a back-to-back of 2 wins. Is the international break something that will break this form, and we sort of you just got to ignore that now because it's more or less like a start from afresh again?
I don't know, because there's still definitely a feel-good factor around Leicester at the moment.
There is.
With Brendan Rodgers still only recently coming in. Because it was very negative for, I don't want to say the whole of Puel's reign, but a large part of it. It was very negative, and there was a lot of fans who were unhappy. But now I'd say 95% of the fan base is happy with Brendan Rodgers and sort of the direction of the football we're playing. So I think if we can keep the atmosphere at the KP and really keep getting behind them, I don't see any reason why it should change.
Now, you're speaking about the atmosphere. There is one thing that's going to happen at the weekend at the King Power Stadium to keep the atmosphere alive, and also Mr. Vichai, the late Mr. Vichai's birthday. And Leicester, again, are celebrating that. And there's going to be free beer, water, and a cupcake as well. So it's just awesome club. It's just amazing, isn't it? Since they've took us over, they've just give. They really do.
Yeah, it was absolutely incredible. Just last game against Burnley, they were giving away free scarves again, and it's just
generosity, isn't it?
Like unreal generosity, and just like
I've heard of breakfast as well. Is that right? I've heard you've been treated to breakfast and all sorts of stuff.
On some way, games, yeah, and it's just, I don't know. It's just breathtaking, sort of how generous it can be, and obviously Top carrying it on this season. It's just absolutely incredible.
It really is. It's mad. So make sure you get to the King Power if you do want a drink or a cupcake, because they all need to be consumed by 2:45 p.m. I think that's when they get shut off. So if you want to get your free beer, your free cupcake, get down there before 2:45 p.m. Slow news, really slow news week this week. Let's talk about Harry Maguire. Obviously, he was red carded, so he will be banned for this match. Who fits his place, Anthony? Who's going to fit in there? Is it going to be Wes Morgan?
I don't know, because the thing that makes me think it won't be Wes is he got torn apart last time by Bournemouth. He got absolutely torn apart by their pace.
And that's why he got sent off.
Yeah, because they've got Ryan Fraser, they've got Callum Wilson, they've got Joshua King, all players who like to play with pace, and I feel like I'm forgetting some. So I know he scored the winner last time out, but that was against Burnley, who are a big, physical, sort of strong team, and that suits him down to the ground. But against Bournemouth, I would actually go with Siyuncu alongside Johnny Evans, and I know that's going to be an unpopular decision with a lot of fans, but I think Siyuncu would do a lot better against Bournemouth than what Wes would. His pace just worries me.
Yeah, that's his weakness now. His age is his legs. and, you know, being torn apart by someone that can run ragged. I don't know if Morgan's the right choice, but obviously Johnny Evans is going to be on. I think Johnny Evans scored during midweek for... He did score, didn't he?
Yeah, for Northern Ireland, I believe. Anyway, I didn't sure really... Scored. I only really followed the England fixtures. I didn't really look too much at anything else.
And what about England fixtures? Because you know me, I've been in and out of hospital. I don't mind sharing this on the podcast. I've not seen any yet. I've been dying to sort of catch up with it all, but I just ain't had the time. So how did Maguire, how did he look for England? Chilwell?
Chilwell only played for one game, and I thought he looked decent again for England. But Maguire looked solid, apart from a first goal against, was it Montenegro, the second game he played?
Yeah, but I believe that... Wasn't that Hudson-Odoi's fault, apparently?
It was, I don't know, when I watched it, I was thinking it was a bit of a mix-up between him and Michael Keane, the Everton centre-back. But apart from that, he looks solid. But I think the bigger tests for Maguire will come against when we play bigger teams. No disrespect to Montenegro, but I think for a centre-back, you're going to see him be more tested when we play the top teams.
Yeah. Now, obviously, when the international break hits, what doesn't stop sometimes, people don't realise, under the radar of the first team for Leicester, is the under-18s, the youngsters, the very youngsters, not the under-23s, the under-18s. They still play. They beat Swansea's under-18s and 3-1 full-time score on, I believe that was on the Monday, the same day as the England game, same night. So sometimes there is games that go under the radar because you can't follow everything at once. It's difficult to follow every single level of football in terms of non-league, you know, and then your reserves and blah 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 blah. It's difficult to follow it all, but yeah, Leicester's under-18s won 3-1, and it's a good result. I mean, I don't follow it. I don't know if you do, so I thought I'd just bring it up.
No, I don't really follow it, but it's still good to see the youngsters doing well and sort of beating other teams, youth teams, and hopefully we can start over the next few years. We can see a few more of the young players coming through. Obviously, we've seen Choudhury starting to come through now, Chilwell, Barnes, all players that have come through the academy.
Yeah, so and they're obviously all in the England under-21s as well, aren't they? You know, Choudhury in particular has broke into that now as well. It's good. It's some good stuff.
Yeah, so like if they're doing well, then it can only be a good thing, really, can't it, for the club? So hopefully that carries on, and hopefully a few of those do start to step up over the next couple of years.
Okay, before we shoot out, because we're finding it really difficult to really chat anything to do with Leicester this week, just purely because of the international break. I'm just excited for the weekend to finally get back into the rhythm and the swing of things, and... But there was one thing that I saw. Man United have appointed Ole Gunnar Solskjaer as permanent manager today. That was a breaking news this morning. That's a great appointment by them because I think he's done really well there. Do you think he deserved that, firstly? I'll just quickly ask you about that. Does he deserve that?
In a short answer, yes. But I don't know if he is the right man, sorry, going forward. But only I guess time will tell.
Yeah, now, the reason why I brought Man United and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer up was because of the links that we've seen this week. If you hadn't seen it, was yet again more news reports and sources from all sorts of different media outlets that Maguire is destined for Manchester United. Do you believe in the hype of this rumour, or is it just literally that, just a rumour?
I think there might be some interest there because obviously it was there last summer, but if they're not willing to pay the price that we want, which what's been stated isn't it like a world record fee it would take to get him away from Leicester. So
they've just upped his price, haven't they, to something stupid, yeah, like 75 mil or more, is it?
I think it was 90, I was thinking, but either way.
You know,
if they're willing to pay that with the depth that we've got centre back, he can go, but
Would you let him go for that amount of money? I don't think you'd hold on to him. He's a great defender, but I mean, 90 million, you can't really turn that down.
No, I would accept that, but unless they're willing to pay a stupid amount and make them piss off. Because, like, Man United, we know they've got money, so we can play hardball with them if we don't want to sell the player, because it's not as if we're in need of money either.
And Ben Chilwell as well. I've seen that floating around on some of the LCFC pages on Facebook and stuff. That's what already done. City. That's a signed done deal with Man City. That he's already gone. Is that a load of tosh as well?
I don't know. I saw the guy who did it, and then I saw the guy's leak who it was going around about. It was on Twitter, and he only had 300 followers on Twitter.
Right. Yeah, I know you mean that.
It makes me think, when he's only got 300 followers, do you know what I mean? And you're trying to report news like this, it always seems a bit fishy.
Yeah, I've seen which profile you mean now. It's got writer as a bio, isn't it?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, it looks a bit fishy. Like, anyone could do this, though, at the end of the day. Anyone can make an account and download some journalist from New Zealand somewhere, a photo, and write, you know, create a fake bio and start writing some articles and stuff. It's rather easy to do.
So do that, Messi to Leicester.
start doing that and getting some sponsors, mate. That's the way forward.
Confirmed deals.
Yeah, dear. Speaking of sponsors, I'm going to plug the sponsors right now. Thanks to ADT Taxis, Peter's Pizzeria, Everard's Tiger, and the Fox's Arms in Alcudia for sponsoring our content. I think that really wraps it up. Make sure you follow us at 100LCFC on Twitter, and also on Facebook. You can search us at 100LCFC on Facebook. You can also follow Mr. Anthony Boyer, LCFC underscore Boyer, I believe. And he's also quite large on YouTube now, Mr. LCFC YouTube man.
Thank you. it's starting to go in the right direction. And do you know what I mean? If you're enjoying what you're doing, it sort of gives me more motivation to carry on doing it, which is why sort of I have been uploading so much more regularly now than I was before. I'm just enjoying doing what I'm doing. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, you keep doing it, mate. You keep going. Right, that's it. Thanks, guys, for listening. Make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes and SoundCloud. See you on the next show. Hopefully, get some football players coming in. And even you guys that do listen to these podcasts, I'd love to talk to one of you. So please get in touch, you know, via the direct messaging on Facebook. Message me, at me, tweet me, whatever you want to do. Get in touch and we'll do it. We'll do it. Cheers. See you later. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Today's podcast was brought to you by our sponsors at ADT Taxis, Everard's Tiger, and Peter's Pizzeria. So thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes and also on SoundCloud. We're hosted on both platforms. And above all else, follow us at 100LCFC on Facebook and on Twitter. We go live on a Monday night, on a Wednesday night, on a Sunday morning. We also do post and pre-match stuff as well on Saturdays and Sundays. I'm Lee Chapman, the host. Give me a follow at Lee_Chappie. Cheers, guys. I'll see you and listen to me on the next episode.